Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports reports, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Aaron Judge and Gio Urshela homered early as a makeshift Yankees lineup pounded David Price in a 7-4 victory over the Red Sox. With only three projected regulars in the batting order, the banged-up Yankees won their fifth straight and completed the first four-game sweep of their longtime rivals since August 2009. Elsewhere, the Mets crushed the Pirates 13-2, the White Sox ripped the Phillies 10-5, and the Diamondbacks topped the Nationals 7-5. In MLB news, the Yankees have placed outfielder Aaron Hicks and designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion on the injured list. Hicks has been diagnosed with a flexor strain in his right elbow, and Encarnacion broke his wrist when he was hit by a pitch during Saturday's doubleheader sweep against Boston. And Mets star Robinson Cano appears headed back to the injured list after straining his left hamstring. In tennis yesterday, Nick Kyrgios overcame a bothersome back and used two of his 18 aces to close things out with a two-tiebreaker victory over number 3 seed Daniil Medvedev in the City Open final. Kyrgios won his second title of the year. In NASCAR, pole sitter Chase Elliott won the Cup race at Watkins Glen for the second straight time. He held off Martin Truex Jr. just as he did a year ago in winning his first race at the Cup level. In NFL news, a person with knowledge of the deal says Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is signing a two-year, $70 million contract extension. I'm Jesse King.